Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Professor Applewhite. How are you? Good morning. Hello?
Yeah, this is Tom. I was just tuning into your show.
Tom Baker. How are you, Tom?
Yeah,
Baker?
I'm doing fine.
We always love it when any of the staff of White Apple Institute tunes in. We know how busy your days get. Everybody's day is busy. But, you know, when people take the time to tune into the show, we know that we must be doing something good and saying something good to encourage people, Tom. And you always have something good.
Yeah, well, I was just saying I like the way you guys encourage students, and I think it's wonderful that the show's having such great success right now.
Well, thank you, Tom, and just know that you're a big part of that success. Let's see who else is tuned in to our show this morning. Hang on there, Tom, because we've got a great topic coming up. Good morning. This is Professor Applewhite. How are you? Good morning. Let's see. 213 number? 213. Is it 213? Okay. You feel comfortable? You can go.
Good morning, Professor Apple. This is Dorothy.
Oh, I know that beautiful voice. That is Dorothy Rashid.
Yes, I clicked on that message, the link, and I heard the whole radio show start talking, so I had to mute that out. Sorry.
Tell the listeners what you do for White Apple Institute, Dorothy.
I'm the resource person. I help bring resources to White Apple Institute and help out in the office when I can and help train students when I can.
Yes, she does. She certainly is a great asset to our organization. Dorothy, I can tell you right now, it's reaching out everywhere, and I really want you to focus a little bit today to get some information together for our listeners as they start shopping for the holidays, that they find a way to support our efforts by logging into that website that you set up for us.
Sure.
What is
WhiteAppleInstituteBlastOff.com.
Oh, just put in the name of our organization, White Apple Institute. Is there a period, a dot, a com, or anything?
Well, no, it's a long name, WhiteAppleInstituteBlastOff.com.
.com. Okay. And listeners, when you log into that site, then there's like a shopping mall of all the stores that you regularly shop at that are in the mall. And the malls have agreed to give a percentage back to recognize organizations for everything that you buy. So, you know, you're not spending anything extra. You're just buying what you normally would buy. Is that right, Dorothy?
That's right.
Okay, and then a percentage of that is sent back in the store. That will help our work in helping students all over the United States and abroad to go to college, to go to any kind of training program that will help them get a better job and be valuable contributions to their community. And so that's our purpose, is to help people from that physical, mental, and spiritual standpoint to grow and to truly become whatever they feel is valuable. Because that value is a big word, you know, and how they feel, what they feel is worthy. Right?
Right.
And everybody has their own scale, would you say? Everybody has their own scale on what is valuable. Is that right?
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, because, you know, I mean, when you think about, Tom, and you can definitely elaborate on this, many people with physical or mental disabilities, certainly when they're in school and they're feeling uncomfortable about, you know, not learning things, especially that big four-letter word MAP, okay, that they begin to devalue themselves and not feel good. And then having a disability, mental or physical, on top of that can really bring the value down if you don't know how to adapt. Is that right?
Right.
Tom, how do you feel about that?
Well, I feel that math can really be a disability for a lot of people. I was always good at math, so for me it wasn't, but I had trouble with reading. And I know that if you can't do something major in school, it can affect your grades, it can affect your ability to graduate, whether it be from high school or college or wherever, and then eventually get a job. But if you have the proper tutoring, you can learn math. I believe that. I've taught people that didn't know anything about math. I taught one lady who got through college algebra and eventually got a master's degree. And
isn't
she told
something,
me she
and
couldn't
just
have
that
done
one
it
course. I bring math up a lot because, I mean, when we talk about ready to make the change, which is what our show is about today, when you're ready to make the change, you stop saying, I'm not good at something, and you start saying, how can I become better? Okay, there's that flipping the script, so to speak, as people say. You want to change your script. And we are the only ones who are in charge of our script. And our script may say, just like the lady you were talking about, may say, you know, I'm not very good with math, but she sought out a resource, which was you, and she rolled up her sleeves and she went to it, you know. And by the way, we do have Skype available. I forgot to mention that. Next week, Dorothy will get a little bit more into how you can call into Skype, which is an international number that we have now, and we'll work that out, listeners. But for those of you who are calling in from overseas, we certainly appreciate that. We see a lot of calls coming in from different areas. But back to what we were saying a moment ago about this lady who is a representative of, symbolically, of a lot of students that come to us, and we wanted you to know that Tom Baker is available to work with you, not directly one-on-one, but on some of the questions you may have that he can answer for you online. There's definitely room for that in a way that we can help you. So please make sure you call in to White Apple Institute and just ask for Tom Baker. Let him know you need a little help with your math or getting past the GED, and he'll be glad to help you with those areas. Is that right, Tom? Did I say that right?
Yeah, I can help with college algebra or below. I've never had geometry or trig or anything, though.
Okay. Well, those subjects would be pretty hard to do online, but we do find that, you know, White Apple Institute is a totally online institute. We offer classes in grant writing. We offer classes that's for organizations in disadvantaged communities. We offer students who are having challenges with personal development. We customize classes, courses for them online and via telephone so that they can feel empowered to go to school or finish school or get that job so that you can start having the life that you want to have. And that's real important. So we appreciate you so much. Dorothy, you want to get into what we want to talk about today on the show? The title is Students and Teachers Ready to Make the Change. And we certainly know that there are a lot of students and teachers out there that are ready to make the change, some of them because they've listened to our show, and some of them because they've been sparked by other things in their environment that make them say, I'm ready to make the change. Tell us a little bit about our show today, please.
Okay. Well, some time ago, Professor Apple and co-host Nazim Rashid discuss the topic, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. And then many shows after that, we felt compelled to ask our listeners who may still feel frustrated, fearful, and experiencing the symptoms of dropout and burnout, if they are ready to make the change.
Yes, yes, yes. Are they ready to make the change? What does it take to really make the change? You know, We've got a couple of listeners right now that are, we're hoping that they can elaborate a little bit. I know that one of the students that's been on the show before that goes to a local high school here in Arizona said that she would participate in the show today. And she has some interesting things she wants to share with us about how students, when they feel uncomfortable at school because of fighting, people putting them down, all the bullying that's going on, and certainly we cannot ignore all the shootings, the violence that's happening in all parts of the United States and around the world that are affecting our students and in some way making them feel like they have not, their future is at stake. You know, that's a horrible situation to be in when you're a young person today, isn't it? I mean, when you think about that, you agree?
That's something.
Yeah,
I do.
Yeah, I mean, you know, just to think to yourself that, oh my God, you know, I might not make it. You know, I just can't even imagine a young person today feeling so uncomfortable that they don't even want to go to school anymore. You know, because they feel that there's so much violence on their in their school campuses that won't even make any sense for them to go to school anymore. I can't even imagine that. Anyway, have you heard about the things that have been going on? Have you heard this week about the things that are going on?
Well, yes, there was a person who was fired, I think it was Florida, came back and shot a lot of people.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I mean, now, you know, we're talking about the workplace, but I mean, this is happening, you know, on school campuses also. And whenever we hear about shooting, we know that, you know, this shooting can happen, you know, in our own neighborhoods, just like it's happening in Fort Hood, Texas, or Orlando, or any of those places. So that's always going to cause some type of upset for our students, especially those that are into world events. So I just want to say something to them. I want to say that any of the students out there that are listening to the show today and you feel some fear, any of you teachers that are feeling some fear, counselors out there about your work environment, we ask you to look in the mirror at yourself and to pat yourself on the back this morning and every morning that you remember that you are fantastic and wonderful for getting up and still walking into the workplace, walking into your classrooms, and saying, I am still going to learn and nothing's going to stop me. So I give applause. Professor Applewhite gives applause to those people who are willing to do that. Okay? I thought we had another caller coming online. Let's also talk about the fact I think our co-host is a little delayed this morning, and that's okay because we're going to go on with the show, even though he's going to come on sometime later, I'm sure, and share some very interesting things. But I know that today is a big day for Nazim Rashid with the book signing that he's doing here in Arizona, as a matter of fact, Changing Hands Bookstore. Is that right? Did I get that right? Is he going to be at Changing Hands Bookstore today, Dorothy?
No, I don't think so. No, not today, but
okay.
he's talking. I'm not sure the reason that the sound isn't coming through.
Oh, okay. All right.
He's in there talking.
Okay. He might be on another line or something, but I'm sure he'll be joining us soon. I don't have any. He's not coming through on air here, so you might want to let him know that we need him to reconnect with us, which is, by the way, hello there. Hello there, Brother Nazim Rashid. It's always a pleasure to hear from you.
Oh, here we are now. Am I on now?
Yes, you are on now, okay?
Oh.
However, for some reason, I'm not pulling you up on the switchboard, but that's okay. I'm happy to have you there, and hopefully you've got the chat room open, and and we're able to pick up some listeners on chat. So, you know, today's show, I wanted to go back on some things that we've already discussed in many of our shows and ask our listeners to call in, or at least if you don't call in, to chat in or to ponder on some of the thoughts that I'd like to review that we've done on the show. We've done a lot of shows, and Nazim and I have done our best to, without even promoting the show out there, we find that there are people that are listening to our show from all over the world and gaining something. Nazim, you haven't seen the recent emails that came in this week, but we've got doctors and counselors and teachers that are sending in email messages and saying how much they enjoy the show and that they're going to make an effort to always listen to the show every Saturday morning. Isn't that wonderful?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That's just wonderful. And pretty soon, my friends out there listening, we will be doing some promotions throughout the schools. And when we do that, we certainly are looking for teachers to invite us to their campuses so that we can share with them what we're doing on the radio show, how we're promoting the mission of White Apple Institute. So we thank you all for writing in. Continue to keep writing in to us because that encourages us. No one at White Apple Institute is paid a salary. We're all volunteer workers, and by your donations, we try our best to reimburse our volunteers for expenses, and we provide small grants to students and teachers in disadvantaged communities who just need something like a book or some form of clothing to just get by a semester and graduate. So feel free to always connect with us. Dorothy, you want to give us give them the call contact information?
Yes, either WhiteAppleInstitute.org or call the phone number 480-659-8582. Mm-hmm. And our talk show number this morning is 1-646-727-3758.
All right. Now, our switchboard just lit up fantastically, so it looks like everybody's on air here. Let me get a few more people here. Hello, this is the caller on air here, 200-2835. How are you?
Is this Maria?
Yes. Oh, Maria, how are you, Maria?
How are you?
So good to hear from you. Thank you so much for calling in this morning. Maria is in charge of our general membership, and we are still working on being able to take the Visa, all the credit cards online, so that those of you that are interested in supporting our work membership, very, very reasonable. We've got it on 50% right now until the end of the year. So you can actually get in for, what is it, $1 a month, right, Dorothy?
Yes, that's true. I forgot, yes. $12 annually.
Right, at the end of the year, and then at the end of the year, it goes back to its regular price, which would be $2 a month for students, and then it goes up to the administrative level for those administrators out there who want to join us and support us, and they get so many hours of consultation for supporting at White Apple Institute through membership. And the consultation is by experts in the field that they're in, which is education and psychology. So we appreciate it. The work is just going really great, Dorothy. And thank you so
great.
Much for your contribution. We have another listener here, and let's go ahead and acknowledge her. Is that 602 area code? Who is this right here? Good morning. This is Professor Applewhite.
Hello?
Yes, good
Hello,
morning.
Professor Applewhite. This is Angelo Walker.
Hello, Angelo. Angelo, this is good to hear from you. One of our consultants and the peer counselors for White Apple Institute and a student yourself, a lifelong learner, just so anxious to always learn. Aren't you, Angelo?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. And you've gone through quite a journey yourself in learning about addiction, not only from a personal perspective, but overcoming addiction and helping other people by just sharing your story. And so we appreciate you being online this morning. So you can see that White Apple Institute has a wide array of people who can help with different circumstances for those listeners out there who want to connect with us. I heard Anna. Where did I hear Anna at?
Hello.
So there you are, Anna. This is our student listeners that I was talking about. And you know, Nazeem, as you know, Anna's been on the show before, and she's always brought some light to other students that are out there listening and teachers. We've had teachers just get on the line just to hear and speak with Anna because she says things so clearly for all of us in the field of education for us to grow with. Don't you agree, Nazeem?
Wow, yes, of course. Wonderful.
So she shared something with me that I wanted. I asked her, would you come online this morning and share this with our listeners? Because, you know, we've talked about why many of the students drop out and teachers get burned out. I mean, that's one of our major themes that we talk about. But that goes into the employment arena also, you know, why people drop out of the workforce. But one of the things that she brought out to me is about the violence that's on school campuses and that sometimes that makes a difference in a student returning. Anna, without divulging any identities or even your school right now, because we certainly don't want to put you in a position, but would
yes.
you just tell us the circumstance that's going on that you shared with me offline, and let's let our listeners listen to this.
Oh, like. Right now, there's been a lot of, like, violence at the schools, and, like, I don't know, it's just ridiculous because people aren't enjoying that. They don't appreciate that, like, the fact that we have such blessings here in America, and they're just kind of wasting it, you know? And I have a friend, not going to say his name, but he's an illegal immigrant, and he's in high school.
Okay.
And he's dropping out.
He's an illegal immigrant, so he's probably facing a lot of fear already in that, right?
Yeah, he's already having a lot of trouble with that.
Yeah.
And everybody at his school is making fun of him because of that. And he's already thinking of dropping out of school. Like, he's not worried about his sports or anything. He just wants to get away from all of that.
Wow. Wow.
And I think that is so sad because he's a really bright kid. He's just really smart and he has a lot of potential.
Uh-huh.
And
wow. What are we doing? What are the schools doing when they find that students are illegal? Are they actually moving them out of the school? What are they doing? Heard about that?
Well, when they're illegal, they try to help them to get, like, scholarships and try to get them all the help that they need. But after they drop out, the schools don't really have a lot of, you know, contact with them. Like, hey, you know, you're not coming to school. What's going on? And they don't really try to help keep them motivated coming back to school. They're just like, eh, you left. That's your problem. No, they're not really focused on keeping us there and helping us get our education.
Right. Yeah, there's no follow-up. I mean, there was a time, Anna, that teachers and administrators of schools used to make those calls and even go out. I remember I've been teaching over 30 years, and I know that I have personally gone and knocked on doors and tried to get students to come to school. Nazeem, I'm sure you can relate to that yourself, you know. But it gets scary out there for us too, Anna, you know, sometimes going to those homes and somebody doesn't want us to go there. Right, Nazeem? Hello?
That's right. You're right. Absolutely.
So we have to be careful of when we're looking at you know, following up with students and trying to motivate them, and especially if they don't have a phone, you know, are we going to make that effort to make a phone visit? So, you know, we appreciate you saying that, but I hope you understand the other part of that about why that doesn't happen too much anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now about the motivation, though, how can a teacher help with a student that's dealing with this kind of bullying you're talking about, right? Other students
yeah.
bullying them. And so, you know, let Nazim and I try to help you and other listeners that are on the line, too. Please feel free to jump in and discuss this. You know, how can we help students with situations like this? Anybody?
Well, one thing, this is Tom. Uh-huh. One thing we can do is help people that are illegal or whatever learn the language so they don't get teased as much and help them succeed in school. And then they can get their citizenship papers and do much better in the workplace and in school.
Right.
And the teacher can certainly do that, take some extra time to help teach kids the language, you know, English, which is what you need to succeed in America.
Yes. Anybody else? This is a very, very heavy topic here because we're not just talking about students who are illegal immigrants. We're not just talking about students who have physical disabilities. We're also talking about students who have reading deficits, they have problems with reading, and adjusting to the language. So you got a good point there, Tom, about, you know, helping them to understand the importance of learning English and to stay in school. But it's really hard. Right? And I mean, that's what you're saying, that friend, he's a great guy, but, I mean, they're teasing him, and that makes it uncomfortable. I mean, has he gone to the administration?
Yeah, he's gone, he's even gotten, counseling because it's gotten, messed up. He's, I don't know. He's just thinking of leaving school because he's just tired of it, and he just hates being teased and made fun of because of that. He doesn't, he doesn't care about anything anymore.
Well, Anna, one of the things that I am really, and I'm sure Nazim is going to join with me on this one, is that... He is a very fortunate young man to have you as one of his friends, okay? Because we know how special you are in not only helping us with promoting the radio show with other students that you know, and we certainly encourage them not only to listen to the show but to actually bring their stories. Because by bringing their stories and by teachers coming on board and talking more to you guys, we're going to really develop a very good positive dialogue that's going to help us to prepare students for success. So we really thank you for being a friend to this young man and encourage you to continue being a friend to him. Nazim, anything you want to say on that?
Well, yes. One thing is very important for students to do. Now, this guy might have done it already, but to really have a strong bond with his teachers and counselors and so forth, a real strong bond so they really know him and want to help him. And that's real important and so forth. And way you do that is, first of all, to show genuine interest in the class, the school, and in the teacher themselves, you see. And so once that bond is really established there, then they're more likely to support and protect him, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's important. A lot of students don't really think about that. You know, they have an idea of saying, well, the teacher's way over here, I'm way over here. And there's no way that I can kind of come in and bond with them. That's not true. Teachers really want that. So some kind of way, develop a strong bond. And this takes help with communication skills and empathy and compassion and really demonstrating to the teacher that you want to be a friend, a real good friend, you know, and help for them. Because when the teacher knows that you're going to help and support them, they will naturally help and support you.
Absolutely. And we've spoken, I mean, going back on some of our previous shows, you know, we talked a lot about when the student is ready, the teacher appears. And what we mean by that, listeners, is that when you are ready to learn something, we generate a positive relationship with the people around us and say, I want to have this bond or this relationship with you because I want to learn. And that's what Nazim is actually saying, is that don't feel uncomfortable about knocking on that door more than two or three times a day if you need to, and letting them know that I'm in trouble and I don't want to drop out. I don't
right.
want to quit work. You know, if it's about work, I don't want to quit work. Now, that's a tough one, and I want to address that on a different level. But with school, because like Nazim says, the teachers there and counselors, they really are looking for students who are exceptional like you, Anna, okay? And whenever we find a student that is willing to make that step and say, you know, I want to graduate, I want to be something in my life, would you please help me? And not just one time, Anna. So encourage your friend to go back and speak again to those counselors and keep following up with them and letting them know what's going on. Because he needs that protection. Anything else?
I think that's about it.
Okay. Any of our other listeners out there that want to say something, I know Maria is always, she's just become such a great resource on the show. So, Maria, if you have anything to say about, you know, how people have, even in your growing up, if they made you feel uncomfortable and not wanting
okay.
to go to school.
I have something to say.
Go ahead.
I have something to say. How can we, what can we do to change those kids that make fun of other people?
Yes.
What can the teachers do to, or the society, or parents can do to change those kids with the eye to that they have to make fun of people or make fun of their friends?
Exactly. That's a very good point, Maria. And I think now I know that other people are going to jump on board with this. So
I hope so.
Yes. One of the things that I'd like to suggest is that, of course, education is always the key. And so when we go out in this big, wide world, we are hoping that just by our little radio show, this is just a little radio show that we started here in Arizona and reaching out to people all over the world and saying to them, this is a way for you to grow and have a positive dialogue. But most importantly, we want you to learn how to interact with people, how to communicate with people more effectively. And see, you know, we deal with a lot of fear, and that's one of the problems, Maria, that is increasing, is that there's more fear. Look at what's happened just in the last few days, all of the shootings that have occurred. Most of that is because there's fear and the retaliation, people coming back and feeling that they need to get a gun to protect themselves is creating more and more fear. Teachers feeling that they have to carry a gun around, okay? And so now it takes the focus off of the bully in school that's hurting other people and on, I've got to protect myself, and it becomes a survival mode. And so what we'd like to do is to offer people that alternative of saying, let's open up just a little bit here and be objective and compassionate to those who are ignorant. And I have to agree with you, Maria. They're ignorant in the sense that they keep hurting other people and making other people feel bad because of their lack of language skills, because of their inability to learn certain things, and just because of the very clothes that they wear. And just people are just, unfortunately, many people are just plain mean. And they have to learn, and that's because of their ignorance, they have to learn another way of being, or it's going to impact them, it's going to come back on them. Anything else, Nazim, on that?
No.
Hello, did we lose
you? I think what you're saying is it's perfectly on time, and we just have to increase the awareness and so forth, you know. And so,
awareness,
and,
that's a good
and,
word,
and,
yeah.
Awareness, and as more as we get more sensitive to other cultures, other people, more accepting, more inclusive instead of exclusive, we'll see a reduction in that kind of thing. We will do that. Right now, we aren't. We try to be like island communities. It's all about what I have, who looks like me, who believes like me, and so forth and so on. And as soon as we get more diversity training out there in these schools, we need more of that.
Mm-hmm.
And we can widen the parameters to include more people and so forth and see people as equal human beings. You won't have a reduction in that kind of behavior.
Well, we certainly hope that those listening to our voices today are taking this to heart. And instead of coming down on those people who are bullying, I mean, we know that they're out there. We know that because of just what Anna shares with us, and she's just representative of so many students who have contacted us over the years and let us know that even at the adult learner level, and that's sad, that at the adult learner level, at the college level, that we still have problems with people with insensitive ideas. And we know that a week or so ago, that a number of people were witnesses not only to the killing of a young man who was an honor student in a high school, but also a rape of a young lady that took place right on school grounds, where other people were aware of what was happening and wouldn't even take the step to protect her. And yeah. this is wow. Part of this is, of course, back to that four-letter word, fear, and then, of course, the ignorance of that lack of knowledge of what do I do to help and communicate better. I mean, how can I do that? And that makes it difficult for us. We have another caller online here. Hi, this is Professor Applewhite. You're in student to teacher to student.
Hello, Professor Applewhite. I'm sorry. I had to hang up for a brief moment.
Fine.
Here. Just Angelo.
That's fine. You have anything to say about, have you been able to listen a little bit to what we've been saying about why people are so cruel and can actually force somebody to quit work, to quit school, and how we can increase a more compassionate way of helping people to communicate? Because this is a very, very big problem.
I was listening, but I really don't have much to speak on it about.
Yeah, have you been yourself subjected to someone who has hurt you and made you feel uncomfortable about staying in school?
No, not in my life. Not really.
Mm-hmm.
If I can remember when I was in school, there were people like guidance counselors and and other resources that were helping students. I don't know if they still have that today.
Yes, they do. But again, what we're talking about is the factor that students who are having problems need to start knocking on the doors a little bit more. Nazim had brought out that we need to establish a bond with counselors and teachers and let them know that we need their help and that we want to get through school, okay? And when we do that, that teachers and counselors can feel that it's important to help that individual. Whether they're an illegal immigrant here in the country and they want to, you know, get their citizenship together, whether they have a disability in math or reading and they feel uncomfortable in the classroom. These are ways that that we can build a bond with those who can protect us, and that means counselors, teachers, and the administrators of schools. So we encourage our listeners out there to make that extra step or encourage somebody you know to do that. Okay? Have you yourself, Angelo, I mean, did you finish high school in the time that you wanted to finish it? Hello? Hello, Angelo? I think we lost him again. Okay. Maybe he'll come back on again and we'll get him. But, you know, we have a lot of people who have dropped out of school and not even and felt uncomfortable about trying to get back into school just because of what the things that Anna's bringing up to us about being afraid of being ridiculed and devalued and talked about. You know, how do you overcome this? I mean, Nazim, when you even talk about your book and the theme of your book is reconnecting with our building a virtual childhood, a childhood that we can be happy in and try to remember that instead of the abusive childhood that maybe some of us have experienced. And, I mean, how can we do this when we're talking about outside of the family?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these are kids or other adults, that are hurting us and making us feel bad.
You're right. You know, this is why it's so important for students out there to really contact White Apple Institute so that we can directly or indirectly start looking at conducting diversity training and helping the administrations and helping these school campuses, because they need it so badly. They need it. The environment is very corrupt right now. There's so many things they're allowing. Even, I'm telling you, even the bathrooms on a lot of these public school campuses are all unisex now. Not by design, it's by default. I mean, you know, there's no respect and so forth. And so the kids are the ones who want to study and stay on the right path. You know, they don't know where to go. Even using the bathroom, you know, they're violated in the bathroom.
Right.
And so forth. So there are real problems here. And so this is why it's important that we need to have some kind of overhaul system. We got to first start with diversity training, you know, and start putting some good healthy standards back in the system. You know, then you won't see a lot of these problems you're having here today. It's really, really bad.
And you know, when you talk about diversity, I just want our listeners to understand that, you know, cultural diversity and respecting others means not only respecting what they believe in, but respecting what they value, okay?
Yes.
And so they value going to school and value being, prepared to enter the workforce and be successful in their communities and their life, then these are things that teachers and counselors need to be aware of immediately. Is do a value check, you know, and ask the student that right away, or ask your employers out there who are listening, ask your employees, what do you value? Where do you want to go with this company? Now, when we talk about employment, boy, does that open up a whole new umbrella for us, because not only are we now talking about the fact that we have an economy issue where we're at unemployment rate of over 10% of our employees out there are out of work. This is a very serious thing. And so, you know, the employers have a pick of a big choice out there, a pick of the, what am I trying to say, the cream of the crop? Okay, so to speak, and they don't have to really put a lot of time into grooming their employees and making them feel better. And that's sad, because it means that there's going to be more people that are going to be fired and replaced by people who are so eager to have a job today. And those people that are being replaced are going to be angry and cause more problems for the people that are working. It's like this tremendous snowball that's happening, because we're not respecting diversity and the value system of other people. So remember that that value is a really, really big part when we're looking at culture and diversity. And it's the same thing going back to culture and diversity within the school. I mean, Anna, you yourself, you go to school and you like it, right?
Yes.
Right, and so... but there's things that make you feel uncomfortable, I hope. And please be honest with us. We're open to listening. Are there times that you feel like you don't even want to go?
Yeah. Like, I get in front of my big ears, and, like, I don't know. Sometimes I just get kind of overwhelmed with it, but I just tell myself, you know, when I'm driving in my Lamborghini, I'm just going to say bye, whatever. I'm not going to hold it against them for being, you know, like that. But, I don't know, just shake it off.
Just shake it off. And, you know, that's a tremendous quality to have. That's part of the stuff that Nazeem talks about in his book, and part of what I talk about in my book, which is rehabilitation of the illness mentality, where we're talking about people shaking it off, so to speak, and not adapting to, you know, I have to be sick or I have to believe that I'm not well enough to do something, to go to school or to go to work, that I can believe in myself. But you know what? That takes a lot of strength, Anna. And most people don't have that strength. And as we spoke about earlier, they don't know how to overcome their fear. They don't know how to open up their minds so that they're not so ignorant to how to grow and how to learn about true diversity and true appreciation for others' values. So we really appreciate you sharing with us today. And, you know, if we're talking about honor students, and I have to say, listeners out there, that I look at Anna as an honor student in so many ways. And she actually made a point today to say, I need some cards because I want to tell other students out there to, and teachers to get on this radio show and talk, you know, about what's going on. And so we appreciate you helping us to promote this great idea. And Tom, you yourself, have you experienced anyone putting you down or because of your disability? You've been very open about your disability. And
Tom, he said, yeah, sometimes people put me down. I remember it's gotten a lot better, but when I first went to college after I became a paraplegic, I was already going anyway, but people would say, ask me why I was going to college if I was in a wheelchair and think I was going so I could marry a smart woman to take care of myself.
Oh, wow.
And,
oh, wow.
And I mean, they were missing the whole point of me going to college altogether. So, yeah, I've been put down for being in a wheelchair, or people think I'm not as bright as other people. You know, they think I'm paralyzed from the waist down. I guess they think my mind, that I sit on my mind or something, and it's paralyzed too.
Oh, you don't sit on your mind. You're a very intelligent man. We certainly appreciate you being.
You know what I mean, though? Because I know people with similar disabilities have the same thing happen to them.
Yes, yes.
So I run into that sometimes.
Well, we know that just like Anna, you are an encourager, and you want to help people to empower themselves, to make that call, be ready to make that change, as our show is about today, students and teachers being ready to make the change. To make the change and changing their attitude about others and changing the way that they look at the value of another human being, okay? The way they look at diversity, the willingness to open up their minds and say, I don't want to be ignorant about why someone believes the way they do. I want to understand it. You know, I don't want to be, you know, and this goes on. I can't speak too much about younger children. I'm speaking about, you know, high school and up, and we're talking about young adults here. And we certainly want them to go out into the world with a better perspective than one that they're teasing and devaluing other people that they don't even know, like this young man that Anna shared with us. There's a lot of controversy out there about illegal immigrants, but Anna, I can tell you for sure that the bullying that's going on to this young man is not about him being an illegal immigrant. It's, again, back to the fear and ignorance of others. Don't you agree, Nazim? Our great co-host.
Yes, you're right about that for sure. And see, they're insecure. That's why they're doing that.
They're insecure. Good point. Right. Tell us a little bit more about how an individual can move from insecure secure. Let's examine that for just a moment here, because that's a large transition, because that plays into the fear. You know, they're trying to put down another individual so that they can feel better.
Yep, that's what it's all about.
Yeah. I mean, if you were sitting in front of somebody who was doing that to another human being, I mean, what are some of the things that we could tell them that would open up their mind? That they're hurting somebody else. And this is great.
Well,
I
think it's real important to understand that it's really, you really can't say that in a few words to them. See, people who do that are experiencing really some hurt from their own house environment and their own house culture.
Oh, yeah.
And so forth. So they're suffering on that level. And so you have to address that. See, so when you have problems in house, you're going to cause problems out house.
Yeah.
Right.
You see, so you have to look at the home dynamics and see what happened there. You know, who's telling this child certain things that make them feel a certain way about themselves? Who's putting the child down? Because a lot of times bullies are being put down by older brother, older sister, or somebody at home, or father or mother, or somebody there.
Right.
You know?
And even if it's not happening now in their life, because maybe they're 18 or 25 or 35 or whatever, maybe they're not directly dealing with it every day. They're rewinding, as I say. You know, I help people to say, stop rewinding the tapes and for a moment push the play button in your mind, because what they do is they live their life as if they are still dealing with that insecurity and that fear and ignorance that they had while they were on that, while they were at that school. Does that sound right? While they were growing up, they're still, now they're grown and they're young adults or older adults, and they're still dealing with that. Because even in the adult learner classroom, you find people who put down others, and you find, go ahead.
Yeah, Ms. Apple.
Uh-huh.
But it doesn't mean that because I have insecurity in my own life, that doesn't mean, that doesn't give me the right to put down anybody else.
That's right. That's right. It doesn't.
Come on, it's true. Just because I'm insecure doesn't give me the right for Maria to put Ms. Apple down because I'm insecure. No, come on. This is real.
That's right. That's right. But as we know, people have lost a lot of compassion. They've lost their feeling about creation and God and the goodness of life. And so we hope that in our 9 minutes remaining on the show, because we've got to get to Dorothy and any resources she's going to share with us today, but we want everyone out there to understand. We've talked about a lot of things that can help students and teachers get ready to make the change in their life. But we want, most importantly, I guess, as the underlying motive of this conversation, is to encourage people to think about love. Love for self and love for others. And I know that there are many, many, and I've talked to many students and teachers who will look at me when I say that word and say, hogwash or whatever, that doesn't even make any sense. You know, this world is not full of love anymore. But it starts with one person. It starts with you, and it starts with me. It starts with us in that classroom. It starts with us in that workplace. To embrace another human being and not put them down because we think their values are different than ours, because they look differently, because they speak differently. Reach out and touch another person. Try that this week, listeners out there. Encourage another person, even if it's just a simple thing of saying, hey, listen, we're listening to this radio show on Saturday morning. There's some great people that come on there and talk about some positive things. Why don't you join me and listen to it? Or log in to blogtalkradio.com. Look us up. And you will find, under the education title, you will find old shows, previous shows that have played that you may get some knowledge from. So please feel free to do that. We've got about 7 minutes remaining here. Are there any other comments that someone would like to share or any inspirational thoughts before? We'll do the inspirations after Dorothy gives us resources, but keep in mind that we would like to have something inspirational if anybody would like to read something or share something.
Nazim here. I just want to share something real quick. It's important to understand that when people are acting outside of their own human nature, they're demonstrating a lack of self-worth and self-love. And so one thing we can tell folks when we see them acting like that, is just tell them, you're worth more than that.
Mm-hmm.
You're worth much more than that. You know, and even though it might sound strange to them, you're planting a seed. They've heard it. Their subconscious heard it. The inner child heard that.
Mm-hmm.
And that seed will be planted and will grow. So we got to tell them, you're worth more than that, you know, and so forth. And so that's something that they haven't heard, you know. And so we need to do that. Plant those seeds out there so people can start developing a higher self-worth and self-love for themselves.
That is such a great point. And Anna, you know, I know it's high school we're talking about, and a lot of people would probably laugh at someone saying something like that, but you know the right people to talk to, and I bet you that if you start, and I'd like you to come back on the show later on, you know, in the next few weeks or so, and tell us how this works, is to tell people just what Nazim said. You know,
mm-hmm.
you're better than that. You're more valuable than that, than to try to put down my friend. Okay?
Yeah.
I know you
mm-hmm.
really didn't mean that. Because
mm-hmm.
I know you wouldn't want to hurt his feelings like that. Sometimes people are not aware. You know, now that's just a small piece because usually they are. But many times people aren't aware that they're hurting another human being so badly that this individual is ready to drop out of school. You know,
yeah.
this is serious, and we don't want him to drop out. You know, if you can, get them on the show if you can. You know what I mean? And just have them listen to some teachers who care. Have them listen to some students who care. Then maybe that will somehow motivate him. You got it, Santa? We hope that these suggestions will help a little bit with your friend. And we certainly hope that he will stay within the school system and become very successful.
Yeah.
We wish that for all of our listeners out there, wherever you are, from Fasia in Nigeria to some of the people who have connected with us from India. We certainly appreciate you this week. You made a major effort because if you're listening to our show way out there and outside of the United States, we certainly hope that we've got, by the way, Nazim, we did over 1,100 listeners last week. Is that something?
Really?
I think it was 1,192 listeners out there. So that's a tremendous amount of people listening to our show, and that, just like I think you mentioned or someone mentioned about seeds. Did you mention about seeds, Nazim? Is that you?
I'm sorry, say it again, sorry.
That dropping the seeds, that we're dropping seeds.
Oh, yes,
you know?
Yes, I said that. Sure,
We want to drop seeds.
And by the way, we had a person on the chat from Australia 2 weeks ago.
Oh, and from Australia, wonderful, that's great. We certainly hope that they continue to listen to our show. Thank you so much, those of you in Australia. Please pass the word around that we are willing to look at ways that we can grow there. I mean, just because we're not in the same school systems or workplace systems doesn't mean that in some way we can't share something that will help us all grow into being the successful persons that we want to be. So we thank you. Dorothy, you have some time to share with us any resources that are out there, especially that I keep forgetting it. I know how important that is because you certainly made the effort to put us on to Blast Off, is it?
Yes. WhiteAppleInstituteBlastOff.com.
Please write that down, listeners. Now, tell them a little bit about what they need to do and how that's going to help us, Dorothy. We've got about 2 minutes remaining here.
Okay. Just simply go to WhiteAppleBlastOff.com, and you'll see a welcome message. Click the join. When you're joining, you're going to enter your name and your email address so that then you'll have each person who does that will have their own BlastOff webpage, which they can design how they want. They'll have their own mall. They'll have a lot of things right at their
own mall, their own shopping mall.
Right. And it's
online.
The stores they shop out, like Circuit City, Macy's. Mm-hmm. You can buy your airline tickets, Southwest airline tickets there.
Okay.
That's what I do. You can rent a rental car from there, or you can just play games. If you don't shop at all, you can play games. But when you shop, you'll be supporting White Apple Institute. A little percentage of what you spend, you'll get cash back, and White Apple Institute will get a little bit of cash, too.
Oh, they get cash back. I didn't know that part.
Yes.
Oh, wow,
yes.
That's wonderful. Yeah, we definitely need to promote that because people love to hear that effort that we have cash coming back. We have another listener for about 1 minute.
Yes, there's a little video, a very helpful video that shows it all.
Okay, we've got about 90 seconds. Hi, this is Professor Applewhite. Thank you for joining us. Who is this?
Habibullah Salim, just calling in.
Oh, Habibullah Salim.
Just listening. Go ahead. You guys go ahead. I just want to listen some.
Oh, wonderful. Let's go ahead and thank you so much, Nazim, for that great music that you provide for us as the show is closing here. Any inspirational statements very quickly as we close?
Well, one thing for sure is people have to understand that just like they have their own fingerprints, you know, they have a unique energy imprint that was given to them when they were born. It's uniquely theirs. And so that's why it's very important to understand that you have a unique gift. God has given them a unique message and a unique gift to the world. So that by itself will increase your value.
Wow.
That will for sure.
That's
that
awesome.
Will for sure. And so and when people understand that, then they will be less likely to hurt others, knowing that they will in turn be hurting themselves and diminishing the gift that they have. So they have a divine worth about them, and they need to honor that and respect that.
When you are ready, listeners, all of you out there, then the teacher within you will know that. And we thank you so much for joining us. We'll talk to you next Saturday, 10 o'clock, as one of time, and we wish you love and